So for me to present to you this morning to think about early intervention is a way of supporting a child early enough before this has a greater impact on their future and reducing the risk of exclusion later in their life. So it's about connecting home, school and church to rewrite a child's future. As Nick has already said, there is a partnership in place with St Matthew's, with the church and with the school. The head teacher has agreed for the early intervention to happen in the school. So what I'm asking today is thinking about the making the difference, how an hour can make a difference in a child's life, the impact on a child through supporting their social, emotional and behaviour issues. Some of these things may be new to you and that's fine, but it builds a partnership with the local primary school and has an impact on the school and their family and the church. So it's a large community project. So it's not about individuals, it's about as working as a community. So with behaviour coaches, so how does it work? So you have one coach in partnership with the school. A volunteer behaviour coach is then trained by TLG to provide that support in the school to a child who is struggling. And then you have one child, so each child is given time and individual attention to help them identify how to cope and catch up on missed learning. And then 1 hour, at least 1 hour a week. In short, it gives that consistency. If you've ever worked with children, understand children, they like that consistency. It helps them to grow, helps them to be creative. And many volunteers also develop relationships with families who may need extra support too. So it's also about signposting families as well if they need extra support and care. So what I'm asking today is for you to really think about, perhaps, is this something that you could do? Could you become part of TLG, the early intervention team, by becoming a behaviour coach? If that's not something that perhaps you think I can't do at this time, but we would value prayer. I've become the coordinator for St Matthew's, so if there are behaviour coaches, it will be my role to make sure that you have everything that you need. There are training dates coming up, which is the 17th of October, the venues to be arranged. So part of my role with CYM, as well with the TLG project, is to make sure that behaviour coaches have what they need to make sure that they are encouraged and all the project work that they talked about on the film, you will get through the training. But also, we would value prayer. If it gets established and we have behaviour coaches, I kind of visualise having like prayer slots so that we can't actually, if you're going in as a behaviour coach, you can't pray with a child, but we would value a prayer team. So if you know when someone's going into the school to be with a child, perhaps you could be part of that prayer team as well. So it's not also the practical, but it's also about the prayer support as well. I have a table. And on the back over there, it's called The Little Book of Big Stories. And if you read some of the testimonies in there, the impact that it has, as has already been said, it is really amazing just to see how it works and support that these children need. So I would leave you to really think seriously about it and consider perhaps being a behaviour coach. And come and see me at the table afterwards, and I'm happy to share more about it.